Today we're going to do in Shulchan Menachem, we're going to do chapter 225. And this deals with the sale of chametz. So first off, as we mentioned, the general way we do the chametz, we sell the chametz, what we do is the rabbi is just merely an authorized agent to go ahead to give it over to the other rabbi, who eventually sells it to the goy, which means not every rabbi who takes the chametz goes and deals with a goy, but rather one rabbi sells it to the goy, and the other rabbis are just acting as agent of the other people of his community to pass it along. But in any event, even if the rabbi himself sells it to the goy, you don't sell it to the rabbi. The rabbi is acting as a person that sells it for you to the goy. But in the Rebbe's home, it's different. The way the Rebbe does it, brought down in the Yom Yom, that what the Rebbe does is that the Rebbe actually sells the chametz to the Rav. The Rav buys the chametz of the Rebbe, which then he goes ahead and does with the chametz what he wishes. Again, he sells it to the goy. Also, you use an Arav Kablan. That's an additional strengthening to the deal of the sale, because an Arav Kablan means that he accepts upon him. You have a Jewish person in the middle who undertakes that if he's not going to get paid, then he will take all the loss. So that consummate, that makes the sale much stronger, as discussed elsewhere. Then the other discussion over here is about giving over the keys to the person, to the rabbi or to the goy, to give it over, to give it to the rabbi, to give it to the goy, so that that way he wants to enter to get his chametz. The guy who sold the chametz, he can go in. Now it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, knows about Al Rebbe, that if you don't give the key, it almost sounds like you're making a trick over here, because you're giving him, you're selling it to him, but in the end of the day, he can't really get in. And the Rebbe was writing to this person that it's not something that people are doing, so it's not like you are trying to say that this is the halacha lemaisa. The Rebbe said, even people who are very particular with mitzvahs don't have the custom to give over keys, and you know, just for the practical purposes also, he'd end up with a million keys. He wouldn't know which key what. You need a but that's not one of the reasons is, but it's explained at length in various different sources why the key isn't an essential part, and one does it fully even without giving over the keys. Now then there's an interesting discussion over here about what happens. You're going to sell somebody's chametz, and you know that person, let's say, is not really observant. So you're going to have him sign a piece of paper that he's selling his chametz, and then during Pesach he's going to go in and use some of the chametz. Is there any validity or is there any point in selling his chametz when he is not going to do so? He's not going to stay away from the chametz that he technically sold. So basically, he doesn't do what he's doing. So the Rebbe says that, yeah, notwithstanding that, you should still sell the chametz there. And what is the benefit? The Rebbe said, the benefit is definite, because, first of all, the prohibition of violation bal yiro bal yimotze, which is a violation of the Torah, that he'll be protected at least for the validity, as the Rebbe says. But it's also going to help him remind him about chametz, his parents. There's going to be something touching the other person. But the fact that you worry about that he might take the chametz from there, so the benefit is definite. He's selling it, he's not violating by Yiro Bal Yimotze. It's a good thing for him to be involved. And the question that you have, you worry that maybe if he's going to take the chametz in the middle of Pesach. So number one, Many won't do it. So why do you have to suspect they'll do it? Some people will sell, will actually keep to it, and they won't use the chametz. Even those who are definitely, you suspect for sure that they're going to use their chametz, so that's not as certain as the sale. The sale is definitely a certain. Even your certainty that they're not going to keep to it is not as certain as the sale, so he's still better off selling it. And even he says that it's possible, because according to many views, and the Rebbe says also, seems like Dalta Rebbe's view, if you sold it and then you went and you took it during Pesach, you're actually stealing from the Goy. It doesn't take away the sale. So the sale is a good sale. What you sold, you sold, because that was a good deal. Now, if you go in there and you take from the Goy's stuff, you're robbing the Goy, but you're not violating the prohibition. You didn't invalidate the sale. And the Rebbe says that even if we should say that the sale has been invalidated, we can say, even according to those opinions, that only takes place from that point and on, that you went in without permission. But at least you have been protected until that point. And in this case, there is lesser, because it's going to be not a malchus, because it's a lav shein b'maisa, even though you went and you took the chametz, as the discussion over here. Now, the Rebbe goes on further various different points All right, we'll continue this, because I need to look this over further.